This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Here, I've got to get this opinion one more time. But first, you know, let me introduce him. He is an author. He's a commentator. He is a musician, and he's got one serious Corvette collection. And this is a gentleman named Dan Was. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill Frady. How are you? It's always great to talk to you.
Yesterday, it was necessary for me to take a day off. So yesterday I didn't do the show, and I came back and I pop into my chat room, and I've got this in the chat room: hypocrite, phony, narcissist. I will admit to being narcissistic, probably. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just wondering if you
didn't know they were calling you those things. Yeah. I wouldn't imagine them calling you. Oh, that's crazy. That doesn't sound like you at all. Here's the thing. You know, your listeners may not know this, but you and I talk off the radio, off the air, and we discuss these topics. And I got to say, you're a wealth of knowledge, and just a real nice guy, real good guy. So
thank you.
It's great to have you on our side.
Yes, but I may be a narcissist. So anyway, that's all. So let me ask you a question: were you as taken by surprise by the Ninth Circuit as I was? I knew that there had been a little bit of a shift, but I wasn't sure how much of a shift after this magazine thing that they put the injunction on in California. I knew there had been a little bit of a shift with this, but then this whole thing with Young versus Hawaii, that's just sort of crazy. I mean, what do you think?
Well, yeah, there's so much here because you would have never thought that this would happen from the Ninth Circuit. Now, this is a very liberal part of our country. The Ninth Circuit represents a very liberal part of our country, California and some other, you know, Western states. And to think that they would actually admit that the Second Amendment allows people the right to carry, it's a funny thing, to actually carry a gun outside the home. But for them, admitting that is just out of this world. So yeah, I was very surprised. And then what happens after that is so funny because, I mean, we're going to talk. Hopefully, we're going to get into concealed versus open and all that stuff. But I want to tell you one little thing that I read an op-ed, because I read everything. I read both sides of the arguments, and it's so funny when you read the left side, their opinions on these cases and stuff. Let me just read a little thing. I think you're going to like this. This is by a woman named Marina Riker. She goes on Facebook by Marina Starleaf Riker. And she says, she writes for the Associated Press. It looks like an op-ed to me. She says, the Supreme Court ruled a decade ago, and for the first time, that the Second Amendment grants individuals the right to keep firearms in their homes for personal protection. Now, she goes on to say, it was the wrong decision. Courts until then operated under the belief that the Second Amendment was framed with state militias in mind. So what she's saying is that even having guns in your house is wrong, that guns should only be owned by militia members. Well, what she fails to see is, what is a militia? How do you form a militia if you have to leave your guns home? Can you imagine it's a Revolutionary War? You know, the guys are going out and they're saying, well, okay, guys, let's go. We're going to fight the British, but, you know, listen, fellas, you got to leave your guns home.
Yeah, that they would have been about, they truly would have been minute men because they've been dead in seconds.
I think, I don't understand. I think the left is so consumed with the idea that government controls everything that they even think government would control militias, that militias would have to get approval somehow from government. Militias are designed to defend against the government. Why in the world would government ever give a militia authority? And it's just such a backward way of thinking on the left. I don't know how they function in society. I really don't.
Well, they believe that rights are granted by government, so then therefore they think that rights can be taken away by government.
Well,
and their God is government. So, you know.
Yes.
When they're out there doing and saying some of this stuff, it's sort of amusing to me. Now, I saw a commentator with the NRA on Twitter, and he's looking at this thing and he's thinking that this is going to be reversed. It's going to go in bank, and it's going to be reversed, and it's going to be going away here very shortly. This open carry is constitutional. I don't agree with that.
No, I'm with you. I don't think it's going away. I think that the left fears guns in public just because they've been trained and conditioned to fear guns. So they're afraid and they believe that it's going to be some kind of Wild West, people out there with guns and stuff. But, and I read another article, in a couple of the left-wing articles, you get the sense that they really don't want this going to the Supreme Court. Because, now, keep in mind, the Supreme Court doesn't like to take on these cases. It's not, they tend to shy away from some of these Second Amendment cases. But.
Well, that's pre-Gorsuch.
Well, true. Right. Yeah, and that's true. Exactly. So everything might change now with Gorsuch and especially with Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
But that's where it really gets fun.
Yeah.
But they don't want it going to the Supreme Court. If and when this case goes to the Supreme Court, this will go down in history like Heller. And I just think of course, gun owners almost want it to go to the Supreme Court, so it creates a precedent. Even though we understand that we shouldn't have to have our Second Amendment right granted through a court system.
Well,
it's the wrong way. Go ahead.
What I'm thinking is this. They do not. First of all, we should have been prosecuting and persecuting this case against the gun grabbers, saying, look, you got Roe versus Wade, and that's a settled law of the land. So is Heller. Heller just reaffirmed something. It isn't, you know, it's not even making something up out of thin air like you did with Roe versus Wade. Heller's just reaffirming it. And and that's fine. You guys don't want to do that. So this is, you know, I'm looking at this case and I'm thinking about what happened in D.C. when they were running up. They ran out of appeals. The last place to go was the Supreme Court when it came to shall issue versus may issue. Same thing was happening in Hawaii. For the last 2 years, they haven't issued one permit. For the last 2 years, none. It's not May issue. It's never issue.
Right.
And, you know, but I want to get into this as we go, thick and heavy. We got about 40 seconds left in this segment.
Well, I just had the opportunity to hang out with Dick Heller just recently in D.C. It was great. It was great to meet him.
That guy's still very active, isn't he? He still does a whole lot.
Oh yeah, we spoke together at a rally at the Capitol.
Very good. Tell them where they can tell everybody where they can find the workings of Dan Woz.
GoodGunBadGuy.com or GoodGunBadGuy.net. In my books, I expose the anti-gun radicals, and I leave them out in the middle of the street, and I with their pants pulled down. I expose everything, all their secrets, all their strategies, all their tactics, and destroy their argument.
Very good. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Woz. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is good gun, bad guy author Dan Was. We're talking about the Ninth Circuit. I want to ask you a question. Everybody seems, well, a lot of people seem to be going to this default position that it's all going to go in bonk. We talked about this in the first segment and everything. And they're all basing it off of what happened with Peruta. Do you see the problem with looking at what happened with the Peruta case and saying this is going to happen now? Do you see the same thing I see when I'm talking about that?
Let me try to. I know about that case. What happened with that case? I'm trying to remember.
Ed, Ed Peruta is a he's a dual resident of both, I think, San Diego and Connecticut, and he travels to California during the winter. And he is a freelance camera guy. He likes to ride around and get news stories. So he wanted a concealed carry permit and he couldn't get one. So he filed suit. And it went to the Ninth Circuit. It was about the May issue, shall issue thing. At first, the 3-judge panel found for him. And
but the Supreme Court wouldn't hear it, right?
Well, I don't think they would. Yeah, that's right. That would not. That didn't happen then. But that was in 2016. So now, when we're talking about the time frame, and I'm not going to play the game with you, I think the reason they went that way then, the Ninth Circuit, is because they thought that they were going to be talking about a President Hillary Clinton, and she was going to stock the Supreme Court with the spawn of Satan, the leftist judges, and that it was never going to get overturned. And I know that they're referred to as the Ninth Circus. And I'm just thinking, they have a lot of stuff to overturn. So, I mean, all of these guys, you know, they're populated by a bunch of fevered egos to begin with. So I'm pretty sure, I'm just thinking that it's not going to go en banc. And if it does, they're probably going to fine for it. But even if it does go, and even if it does fall, then it's going to go to the Supreme Court. By the time that all happens, there'll be a justice named Kavanaugh sitting on it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really afraid of it going to the Supreme Court. I think I've read, you know, a couple of things that I've read, just because they know what'll happen. The idea that we have Gorsuch and, well, hopefully Kavanaugh is just, it just changes the whole game. It brings us back to a place where, our Constitution and Bill of Rights actually mean something.
Right.
You know, and like I said before,
we hate with now too.
What's that?
Clarence Thomas has somebody to have coffee with now.
Well, we hate to win our rights through court. It's just not the way it should happen. But you know, if we must, I suppose it's better than letting, you know, the anti-Americans, you know, win all these cases through court and change the way you know, America's been, you know, been functioning just beautifully. But that's the way it goes. So hey, if it has to go to Supreme Court, fine.
Well, I'm not really a fan of looking at nine people in robes and saying, okay, you guys run the country at the end of the day. I don't
exactly
like that.
I totally agree.
I don't like that at all. But this is the thing. To right the ship of state, to get it back just going center, we got to turn. We got to make a hard right turn.
That's my point. Yes, exactly.
And,
totally agree.
The idea that it, wherever it comes from, I think electing Trump was a good move in that direction. And I think one of the reasons we elected Trump was to stack this court in such a way. And after he seats Kavanaugh, somewhere in the next 6 years, we'll see Ginsburg go, and then he will have put three, and it'll be a 6-3 thing.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why they. This is one of these things where, you know, Sun Tzu would tell Sun Tzu would have a field day with the Democrats right now because they're doing everything in their power to stop something they can't stop.
Yep. You mentioned Ginsburg, and you know everyone's been doing the math on her age in comparison to how long Trump could possibly be in office.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, I would, you know, you don't wish for somebody to. You know, you don't wish for that, but, you know, it doesn't look. I mean, how long can she possibly be productive in the Supreme Court?
You know, I live in South Carolina, and I'm looking at some of these politicians now, and whenever I look at a politician that is up there that, you know, remembers when there were still horses pulling things around the streets, they've got their own Strom Thurmond now. We had Strom Thurmond here. He lived to be 100 and died as a senator. And in the end, when people would ask Strom Thurmond questions, he would sit there with his mouth hanging open, looking up at a slight angle, and his staff would answer for him because he wasn't really even talking to anybody. And how do you legislate like that? How do you adjudicate like that when you're getting that way? And when you are out there and you're supposed to be one of the guardians of the Constitution, and Ginsburg's out there saying, I think it's outmoded. Shouldn't she be kicked out anyway?
Well, yeah, that's the thing right there. You know, people call it, people are saying, the left saying they don't want conservative judges, but all conservative judges are constitutional judges, and it's what we should have on the court, because these are people who will, support the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I can't understand anybody can justify putting people in the Supreme Court who don't support the Second Amendment, who don't support the First Amendment, who don't support, the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I don't get it. I don't understand how that's all of a sudden it's unusual to have a conservative judge.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been on other radio shows before where I get accused of being an originalist. And, I just, whenever I get asked that, I'm like, well, yeah, because that's why it was written the way it was written. We're all meant to be, we're all supposed to be originalists. It's you guys that get out there and think it's breeding that seemed to upset me because the Constitution is not a living document. But,
right.
And that's what makes
it with.
Yeah.
Sorry, not going to let him. Bill Frady and Dan Wass say no.
No, we say no. We say no. We should go on the no tour. Coming to your town soon. It'll be quick. We're just going to walk up there. No.
Yeah. We're going to pass out, pocket-sized constitutions to everybody, and then there'll be a test at the end of the day. If you fail, you get deported.
Even if you were born here, we're going to send you somewhere.
That's right.
We'll find some place to send you. We'll find some place to send you. Anyway, we're coming up on the break. My guest is Dan, author and commentator Dan Was. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy grew at the strongest pace in nearly 4 years during the second quarter. The GDP rose to an annual rate of 4.1%. Now, some economists, though, were expecting that number to be 4.4%. Earlier today, Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow said the next thing the administration is working on.
I just want to note in the numbers, and this is becoming a trend, business investment is booming. 9 to 10% growth in the first half of this year. I believe that's going to continue. Why do I talk about business investment? Well, that's the key to productivity, which is the key to growth, which is the key to rising real wages.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ were all down, with the Dow closing down 74 points to close the week at 25,452. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm talking to writer, musician, commentator, Dan Woz.
You have been with some of the more traditional conservative slingers out there, like Hannity and some of these other people, right?
Yeah, I did Sean's show, a few weeks back.
Let me ask you, because I've always been curious about this. Now, I have never gotten to speak with him, but I have always thought that it is so much more detailed to be a Second Amendment activist than it is to be just a straight-up conservative commentator, because we have to know a lot of things in order to get what we do right. And in order to be effective with it. How well-versed are some of these mainstream guys that you interact with?
I think Sean is a very smart guy, and he is pretty well-versed in all this stuff, whether it's guns, whether it's any other conservative related topic, because that's what he lives and breathes that stuff.
Right.
And at times I'll do shows where people, the hosts aren't so well versed, but what they do is they get schooled up on whatever topics we're going to talk about. And as you go on and you do this for a number of years, and whether you're an advocate like me or a host, you really learn a lot as you go, and so I think that's part of it. I think it's a process, and the more you learn, the more effective you are in the conversation. So, but I generally think that like the shows that I go on, the people are pretty well versed with Second Amendment related things. Now they might not know everything, every case, every little thing, and I don't either. I have to sometimes refer back to to things, and you just can't remember everything sometimes. But for the most part, There, you're right. There's a lot of knowledge. It's very detailed, and I think that most of them are pretty well versed.
Now, I notice a trend, and with people like Ben Shapiro and David French and some other people, where they got out there and thought the red flag order, the gun violence restraining order,
yes.
I call them the Minority Report class of laws that they try to read, you know, look in the crystal ball. They thought those were a good idea. And, I mean, Greg Abbott in Texas, the governor of Texas, he was talking about considering this. In, where is it, the Vermont governor, or is it Rhode Island, Vermont, I can't remember, the Republican who just signed off on something like that, who's in, now he's in deep water as far as the approval ratings with his base.
Yeah.
These guys are out there, and they don't know how bad these things are. And once they're in place, even though these people are like, hey, listen, this is only for special cases, somebody like, you know, somebody of the Obama thought, or, you know, train of thought is going to come in there, that's going to be a different story.
Well, I just had a conversation with my friend Eric Pratt. You know Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America.
Certainly.
This guy knows what he's talking about. I mean, I don't know how he keeps all the knowledge in his head. But we talked about this stuff. And the problem is, you know, there's the one law, this red flag law, when it refers to teachers who can determine whether or not you or your child is a danger to society. And in the law, there was one little thing that we discussed, and it was pretty scary, because it said the person who reports you must have a certificate. Must be a certificate, maybe a teacher or whatever, some kind of authority at school. Well, you need a certificate to be a substitute. You need a certificate to be a teacher's assistant. So what happens in the wording in some of these bills is that you could have a substitute teacher determine whether you or your child is a danger to society. Then you've got about 2 days, because the court date will be held within 3 to 6 days. So you have about 2 days to find a lawyer to defend yourself. In the meantime, you know, your guns will be taken away, and you'll be fighting for your right. These red flag laws are very scary. That's just one aspect of it. That's just the school portion of it. There's much more to it. And, you know, I just had a conversation with my friend Jan Morgan. You might know Jan Morgan from Fox News. And you know, we're all concerned about this stuff because it will affect gun owners in a negative way. My wife and I had a conversation this morning. We talk about this stuff in our house, and you know, we talk about the way doctors would possibly be able to determine whether or not the child should or shouldn't be in a house with guns, or maybe the kid's got ADHD or something. And the doctor, we're at the point now where it's almost okay for a doctor to determine whether or not you, Bill Frady, should have guns in your house.
Yeah.
And it's not right, you know.
Well, I know
they already have
go
a checkbox. They already have a checkbox for you when you go to the doctor, your kid goes to the doctor. They can check the box telling the doctor if there are guns in their home, which, first of all, is nobody's damn business. But
well, the next thing, that's one of those things. I think most of these doctors, have you ever talked to anybody from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership before, DRGO?
No, I read some articles, and I read some things. No, but I haven't talked to anybody personally.
You ought to have a chat with them, because they're sort of the anti-AMA on this one, and they're very much against all the stuff they put out there. Simply because one of the things that the doctors want to push for is safe storage, right? So how do you enforce safe storage and still uphold the Fourth Amendment? Because in some states where they have safe storage, they have it written in there to where they can make unannounced inspections of your safe storage, which means they can come to your house while you're in the middle of your pot pie. And show me your gun safe.
Yeah. Well, this is why it's so disturbing. Yeah. We can't let that sort of thing happen. And the left is always pushing for it. And another thing is, you know, who says it's okay for some potentially liberal anti-gun doctor to determine whether or not I should be able to exercise my Second Amendment right in my home, especially in my own home. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's unacceptable. We will not accept it. Bill Frady and Dan Wass will be going on the no tour.
The no tour.
That's right, because it's unacceptable.
And it's a positive tour, but all we're going to say is no.
That's right.
The positive tour with the negative message.
That's right. Here. That's a good spin. The positive tour with the negative message. Great.
Anyway, yes, we ought to go do that. We definitely ought to go do that. But I'm still sort of stunned, and I want to get back to the Ninth Circuit when we get back. We're coming up on the next break.
Sure.
Now Dan is everywhere. Dan gets noticed, and then he gets put on there, and then he goes in there, and he's like one of these fencers who you know is going to stick it in your face and make it look easy. That's what Dan does. In addition to collecting Corvettes and writing music and doing all these other things that he does, quite the Renaissance man you are, sir. But what's the name of the website where they can find you?
GoodGunBadGuy.net or GoodGunBadGuy.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Dan Was, Arthur, commentator, author, rock and roll guy, car guy. Did you see, Dan, where with the when the State Department, you saw where the State Department said it's okay to put out 3D printed gun blueprints? You saw that, right? Which is actually, just CAD files that not everybody knows how to use and not everybody knows with them.
Sure.
But did you see what they said about certain classifications?
Certain classifications as far as...
They said that any weapon that was less than 50 caliber would not be considered a weapon of war. Now,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, and that's nearly as big as the Ninth Circuit, isn't it? I mean, aren't we constantly told that AR-15s and the High Point carbine, because it looks deadly and ugly and scary and everything, and anything that looks that way is weapon of war. Aren't we told that?
They actually got them to admit that AR-15s are not weapons of war.
What do you think that's going to do? I mean, that's a State Department designation. I remember when the Department of Homeland Security under Obama gave them a nomenclature of PDW, personal defense weapon, and that didn't go anywhere. It didn't do anything with it. Is this one that we should be pressing and pointing out? Well, you know, the State Department says they're not weapons of war.
Well, that's a good question, because if we do, we're playing into the nomenclatures, and we're playing into the terminology, the left wing anti-gun terminology. I like to create, our own terminology. But you're right. You bring up a good topic. I mean, that's something to consider. Do we play into it, and do we say, these aren't weapons of war, because they really created assault weapon. I mean, assault weapon, assault rifle wasn't really used until the 90s. You know, when Dianne Feinstein would hold up that, Armalite rifle
One of the Joshes takes credit for creating the term, because he was trying to conjure up, and it's either the Violence Policy Center or the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. I can't remember which Josh it was. But they said we use this term to conjure up images of like these soldier, these mercenaries moving in formation, coming to rob you of all of your coupons, that kind of ridiculous visual that they were trying to build.
So, I mean, that's, yeah, you're exactly right. It's a created, it's a political term.
Sure. And you know, the thing is that people who don't know any better, it scares them. And those people vote. And that's what they're hoping for. The idea is to scare as many people, make people fearful of guns, and then hateful and angry toward gun owners because they want them to think that these gun owners are recklessly putting everyone in danger with these terrible weapons of war or assault weapons. And then they take the concealed carry or the open carry, whichever your state has, and they'll link that to some sort of Wild West. Now that these guys are going to be running around with handguns on their hips and everyone's going to be shooting each other, like, you know, showdowns at high noon and all sorts of nonsense. It's all part of the big colorful narrative. And so you asked the question. Let's go back to your question. Should we play their game and use their nomenclatures, use their terminology? It's a tough one. You know, in some aspects we can push it back in their face, like you pointed out. But then do we really want to play that game with them?
Well, when I say push this back at them, I think I'm saying that, like, if they get out there and say assault weapon, should we be getting out there and saying, well, you know, the State Department classifies these as not weapons of war, so maybe you could get a new set of talking points or something like that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like a counteract, like a rebuttal. Yes.
Sure.
Yes and no. And the reason I say no is because what I'd like to do is ask them, well, what exactly do you mean by assault weapon? Because, you know, we have many different definitions. You know, sometimes it's a semi-automatic. Sometimes it's an automatic. It could have a scope or a pistol grip or an extended magazine or a muzzle brake, all sorts of different things. So I say to the anti-gunners, I say, so just so you and I are on the same page, would you define in specific terms what an assault weapon is so I know what we're talking about?
Well, they don't
know. No, of course not. You get cross eyes. You get silence. You get, well, you get all sorts of, well, you know, they shoot faster, you know, and you'll get all the ridiculous kind of fearful, fearful rhetoric.
Right.
They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what an assault weapon is. They created this term, and they use it, and it's only to scare people.
Right. Well, I mean, I think that's changing. I'm not sure. I'm hopeful that it is. I'm glad people like you are getting out into the mainstream simply because heretofore it's always been some politician. And this is the thing, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but some of these pro-gun activists, they're just a little too well-mannered for me.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. And we like to fight. We like to fight with statistics sometimes, and you know what? Statistics don't win the argument. You know.
Well, I mean,
we have the statistics.
Yeah, I know. But one of the questions I would like to ask them when they're getting out there and talking about us having these weapons of war and all this other stuff, and in the same breath they characterize us as Nazis and racists and all these other things, what I would love to ask one of them is, okay, if you really believe all that about me, Bubby. What is your goal and what do you intend to do with that? Because if you really believe that about me, if you believe I'm a racist and a this and a that and all these other things, then you got to do something about it. You're just going to sit here and watch me do what I'm going to do, or are you going to do something about it? And if you do something about it, well, that's not going to be free.
Right.
That's
a great point. What are you going to do about it? And hold them to it, because, and here's another thing, when you put them on the other side of the question, and where they have to answer the question, you know, they're always questioning gun owners, and we're always bending over backwards trying to justify our gun ownership and justify this and justify our magazine capacity and justify. We're always on the opposite end of the question where we don't want to be. We don't need to be there. We don't need to answer their questions. So when we put them on the back end of the question, it turns the tables, and you can take over the conversation a little bit better that way.
Yeah, I I'm fully about going and switching. I mean, self-defense, whether it's verbal or physical, I'm completely down with going from the defensive part back into the offensive part, just so they know that this is not going to be a good day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what they're proposing is us be helpless, and I'm just not having that.
No, no.
The no tour.
That's absolutely right. The no tour, and we will not be helpless and defenseless, and we will not put our families at risk. And the funny thing is that they don't even realize that if, I'll give you a scenario, you know, you're in a mall and somebody comes in and starts, a bad guy comes in and starts shooting it up.
Right.
And demanding everybody get down on the floor. Well, you know, these anti-gun crybaby activists, you know, while they're laying on face first on the floor begging for their life.
Right.
You know, and they know that Bill Frady has a handgun and can do something to defend them and, you know, other people. You know, guess who just became their new best friend? Bill Frady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm their daddy then. So.
And they don't, you know, they don't realize that, because what happens is we can go through our entire life without ever being the victim of a violent crime. It's possible. It's even most likely that we'll go our entire lives, and they bank on that, because they can say, right. Oh, I've never been, you know, never been in a situation. Well,
we're about to run out of time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we'll do this again soon. I'm going to call you next week. I got some questions for you. I think we need to. There might be something we might want to look at doing. So anyway, Dan was a good gun bad guy. Go check him out at his website. Go search the book. Buy the book, Volume 1, Volume 2, Amazon.com. Go look for it there. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks so much, Bill. Anytime.
All right. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.